M.E.X. Newberg received degrees in linguistics and voice from Oberlin College and Oberlin Conservatory, and an MFA in electronic music from Mills College. She's received awards and grants from Arts International, Zellerbach, William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, Meet the Composer, the U.S. Embassy New Zealand. The list goes on and on. As a soloist, she's performed at the Other Minds and the Bang on the Can Music Festivals, at the Berlin International Poetry Festival, and the Wellington and Christchurch Jazz Festivals in New Zealand. As a composer, she's been commissioned by the Robin Cox Ensemble, Santa Cruz New Music Works, Solstice Vocal Ensemble, and many others. She's also composed extensively for theater and visual media, including Mondo Media's irreverent Peaky and Poco web animations. A classically trained vocalist, as you'll hear, Amy has been featured in contemporary operas and recordings, including works by Robert Ashley, Culture Clash, and Guillermo Galindo. She lives in Oakland and currently performs regularly with her cello Chick's Tet, a solo trio with live electronics. Amy X. Newberg, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to your performance this coming Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Davis Cemetery District, which is quickly becoming an arts district, Gallery 1855 at 820 Poline Road here in the city of Davis. I was curious to read that you had performed at the Berlin International Poetry Festival and really enjoyed the lyrics of the music of yours that I've been listening to thus far. I'm wondering if you could say something about the relationship, as you see it, between poetry and the work that you do as a musician.
Yeah, it's interesting. I love that you do the Poetry and Technology Hour, because that's exactly what I do, is poetry and technology.
Right.
I'm fascinated by language. I'm fascinated by the inherent musicality of language, and especially of sort of vernacular American English, which I just, you know, of course it's close to my heart because that's what I speak. But the more I go abroad, and I've studied a lot of other languages, and always come back to sort of something about the humor and the lilting nature and the interesting combinations of fluidity and choppy consonants that we have that combine so many other languages from our roots. And I just love playing with words, and I also love multiple layers of meaning and the fact that because English comes from so many different places, we have far more multiple meanings of things than I think many other languages do. And so that's really fun for me to play with in songs as well. I may appear to be talking about something large and political when it really is something personal, that kind of thing. I like to sort of layer those things. And I love to use the words as sort of rhythmic content over which I build something melodic and song-like. So sometimes I'll use my electronic looper to repeat some phrase and then add a singing melodic line over the top and create kind of a live chorus of rhythm and melody and harmony all on stage.
I noticed that. And so I noticed that in some of the tracks that I was listening to. But you say that this is also something that you do on the fly during a performance on stage so that you end up, in effect, singing with yourself.
Yeah, all of my recorded things are based on stuff that I created specifically for live performance, where I'm using the electronic looper and kind of an assortment of devices that generate sound, anything from my computer to maybe a couple of different synthesizers that I might bring with me. But everything I do is triggered using a little drum kit, so I can either touch it with my hands or hit it with sticks. So I'm essentially using this set of drum pads as an interface for everything. So that's kind of my live instrument.
That's great. And so you're in effect mixing vocals and percussion and doing things with those two together that you would never be able to do separately. In other words, with only vocals or with only percussion, I suppose.
Yeah, it creates a sort of a one-woman chorus band kind of thing.
Excellent. Amy Newberg is my guest, and she is a musician who will be performing this coming Sunday afternoon at the Davis Cemetery District. And What great travels you've had, Amy, and I was interested in what you were saying about coming back to American vernacular English. What have been some of the favorite discoveries or surprises that you've encountered overseas in your musical travels?
My latest overseas adventure was in Poland, which is not a place that I would normally have on my list of places that I'm dying to go to. And so it was just sort of a pleasant, unexpected opportunity. And I found it to be just one of the most marvelous places I've ever been. I mean, it's just a really interesting country, very noble and thoughtful people who have been through all manner of, you know, I mean, the history of that place. They've been attacked from every side over and over again and continually rebuilt themselves. And they have a huge tradition of creative arts. So that was delightful to see that. I mean, educational and delightful. What other specific artistic things? I don't know. I mean, traveling is wonderful. One of the interesting things is just to find that everywhere you go all over the world, the little tiny new music community is very small, and everybody knows everybody else.
Right. Yeah. Well, I noticed that you live in Oakland, not too far from where you earned your MFA in electronic music from Mills College.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you could say something about Oakland, the East Bay, the Bay Area, as an important home base for you. And is it a place where you're able to find other performers to collaborate with?
Yes, I have been here now. Oh, I don't know, nearly 30 years, perhaps. So it's really become home for me. I own a house. Mills is a great way to get your foot into the community of new music people, because there's just sort of an ongoing stream of people who come out of Mills and then continue to work with each other. And they're very creative people. I mean, you know, it's a place full of ideas. So, you know, in that sense, it's a very nurturing place for creativity. And, of course, we have got lots of technology going on here, being close to Silicon Valley. So a lot of my friends, for instance, are programmers by day and musicians by night. I'd say right now there's been a real resurgence of great talent here. You know, I mean, these things kind of come in waves, but maybe something about the economic situation has caused people to decide to band together and put on lots and lots of great music despite the odds. And we have, you know, spaces opening up and house concerts, and I've just recently been part of several really wonderful community events where lots of artists got together and performed for not a lot of money, just sort of out of the love of it. And
right.
Just the talent was phenomenal. And I'm feeling really great about being in the Bay Area. I go to New York a lot, and I have a whole different experience there. That's just an incredibly inspiring place to me, and in a way I feel like those people are more, I hate the word tribe, but, you know, tribe.
Right, right.
California is beautiful, and you can't beat the lifestyle here, so this is my home.
I agree with you. I made a similar trek myself. Amy X. Newberg is our guest, and she'll be performing this coming Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Davis Cemetery District. That's at 820 Poline Road here in the city of Davis. You can visit daviscemetery.org to find out more. Amy, we're going to take a quick break and hear a public service announcement. And then when we return, I'd like to play a little bit of one of your tracks and ask you to say a thing or two about it.
All right.
We'll be right back with more of Amy Newberg here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We've been talking this afternoon to Amy X. Newberg, the musician who will be performing in Davis this coming Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Davis Cemetery District. I thought we'd try now to play a track from my laptop, which is here. This particular song is called Shrapnel. We'll see if I can play some of it right now. Hold on one moment. Thank you. We've been listening to the track Shrapnel by my guest Amy X. Newberg. I was just chatting with my producer, Amy, about how much we were enjoying this song and also imagining films in which imaginary films in which this might occur. Have you done music for film in the past?
Not very much. I've done music for some short art films.
Uh-huh.
Nothing full length. And I was the ongoing composer for a while, for several years, for Mondo Media's Peaky and Poco and Starland animations.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know the name Mondo Media. I think I had someone from Mondo Media on the radio show a number of years ago. But that must have been fun for you. I suppose as a composer of what is sometimes called experimental music, it's interesting the collection of grants and also people asking you to compose things and animation work that you do to figure out how is it that an artist makes a living in a country where there's less and less, at least, federal support for the arts.
Yeah, it's pretty challenging. I do a wide variety of things, and each thing has its kind of, you know, star moments. Or occasionally, you know, I'll do a lot of just local performing where I don't get paid very much, and I do it mostly because it's an interesting opportunity. It's a fun group of people. And then once in a while, I have something that pays really nicely. And the same with the composing. Sometimes I'll have a really nice commission, like, you know, from a chorus or something like that, where I get a hefty sum. And then the rest of the time, I'll just sort of work for very little or nothing. Sometimes a festival in Europe will pay nicely for me to come over and do something. And there are royalties that trickle in from BMI and a little bit of record sales and things like that. And it just kind of all adds up.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm friends with Bob Ostertag, who's been on this radio show once or twice. And he says that he always looks forward to his trips to Europe, especially Amsterdam, over the summer because of what a big deal he is there. And that helps to, you know, keep him afloat for the rest of the year. Also teaching here at UC Davis, I'm sure, does that as well.
Yes, Europe pays their artists very well and really highly respects them. We always get nice hotels and people who drive you around, and it's a, yeah, it's a whole different thing over there.
Excellent. Well, something that we can aspire to.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed hearing that track. We're just about out of time for the radio show. But could you give folks a sense of what your performance will be like this coming Sunday afternoon?
Sure. That track is sort of one end of the spectrum. It's a slow, pretty song, and it's really one of very few that I have. A lot of my work is much sort of bouncier and more experimental, and I often go up into my high operatic range. I have a very large vocal range. So it's everything from pop to opera to experimental, to, you know, everything in between. You'll hear a lot of rhythmic electronic sounds, a lot of words. I have several songs that are basically spoken word poetry with little musical interludes. Just, you know, sort of a real variety of stuff. And it should be entertaining, and I'll have a bright pink cast on my foot to match my bright pink drumsticks and my bright pink microphone.
Excellent. Well, you'll be coordinated then, and you'll also... I'm sure be over your cold by Sunday. You sound just fine to me, but this is the first time we've had a chance to chat. I'm sure your singing voice will be back to full strength on Sunday.
Yeah, I hope so. And you're performing as well, is that right?
That's true. I will be.
Yeah.
I'll be performing some poetry of my own, and I'm really looking forward to that at this very same event.
All right. I look forward too.
Excellent. Well, Amy, do you... the X is in there. Do you like people to call you Amy X Newberg for professional reasons, or how does that work?
Yes, that is my stage name, Amy X Newberg.
Amy X Newberg, thank you so much for appearing today on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Oh, delightful. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.